Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning to you. What's the crack?
The crack is great. I'm glad to see you in my studio because we've talked lots of times. I've interviewed you. I haven't had you sitting in this chair for a proper chat.
It's a privilege to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. And congratulations on, I love this, a debut album. 10 years in the making is probably even underselling it. I mean, this is a lifetime in the making, right?
Yeah.
But even if we take the 10 years in music, forget, you're obviously, you've lived through and all, everything informs everything, but you've been music a long time. Why did it feel like now was the right time to actually put this collection of songs together and put it out to people?
First of all, I wanted this record to be a sort of chronological of my 20s and all the kind of lessons you kind of learn and the mistakes you make and where you end up. And I kind of needed to live that in order to kind of get there and write good enough songs and get to a point where you can kind of make a collection of songs that fit that sort of story.
Yeah.
And then I think it was like, on top of that, yeah, I was kind of like, I'm listening to the people that listen to my music as well, and people are really kind of crying out for a record. So that's, yeah, that's where it came from.
So it all felt like the right time to put it all together. Brilliant. Look, the album's amazing. I've listened to it since it came out. And there's lots of great songs on it and lots of great songs I know will be singles. But there's one that spoke to me, which is Mirror of You.
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful song. And people will always take their own things from songs. I will never really ask an artist to divulge everything that came to give us that song. But like, I think everybody knows that phrase. You know, you're the mirror of, or she's the mirror of, or he's the mirror of, whatever. I have it with my own kids.
Yeah.
You know, I immediately thought about my own relationship with my dad. Mm. So without divulging anything you don't want to divulge, but was this one of those songs where there's a more emotion in that than maybe even some of the other ones possibly?
Yeah, I think so. It was actually the last song on the record. Right. The last song written for the record, last song that made her onto the record, and quite possibly like the one I've been most afraid to kind of put out, because I generally don't have a problem talking muck to anybody. I can just chat away.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is for somebody that I find it almost impossible to talk to. And I don't know, it kind of forces me to face my own sort of hypocrisy, because a lot of what I talk about in my music is opening up and stuff. And
yeah, it is.
This person is, me and my dad, I love him to bits, but he'd often admit that we do struggle to chat properly together.
Yeah.
And that's very common in this country.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful that there's a song that can bridge the gap a little bit, maybe. And not only bridge the gap for you and your dad, which is what it's about, but for other people, I think, you know, then there's a recognition that this is a thing, you know,
like
that, you know, communicating with anybody.
Everybody knows it's a thing.
Everyone knows it's a thing. Absolutely they do.
Yeah.
Talk about yourself, though, growing up and stuff. When did music creep in for you?
So, I loved music growing up. I loved just singing, dancing, anything musical, but then, like, you get into secondary school, and I went to an all-boys, sort of 1,300 all-boys secondary school. And
intense. I did the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and expressing yourself in that way is a bit more of a risky endeavor.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave it up, and then I only kind of fell back towards it in the wake of my sister passing away when I was in transition year. And then my brother also tragically kind of passed away when I was in sixth year. Mm. So music, I kind of fell into music as a way of, I guess, self-preservation in a way, because like no 19-year-old has the emotional sort of tools to talk about how they feel when things are that big.
I can't say 19, 49, 99. I don't think whatever age you are, it's difficult to verbalize what happens in you when something like those events occur, you know?
Yeah. Music was my way. I mean, all I kind of knew was that I was in college and I was like, anytime I came back from a band practice or something with my mates, like I felt so much better.
Yeah.
And so I just decided to up and leave and skipped out a law degree. It wasn't the best career choice. But we went to London. And
You went to London. Elton John fell in love with you. A lot of people discovered Moncrief during your time in London.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you've bowed out of law and given us what you've got. Maybe It's Fine is the name of the record. It came out on the 9th of May. Get your hands on it. Get the physical copies as well. Those vinyls look really good. And we're going to play a game now, if that's cool with you, right? Because famously, the cover of the album, like there's Hard Feelings. You love hurling.
I do. I like a bit of hurling, yeah.
And you love music.
True.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little game with you now and see if you can work out whether the people I'm going to tell you about are musicians or hurlers.
Right, okay.
So, I'll give you a name. All I'll do is give you a name. And what you have to do is tell me whether this person is a musician or a hurler. Now, they're not going to be massively famous in either camp.
Current musicians, current hurlers.
You just have to listen to the name and give me the essence of who you think, right? PJ Morton.
Oh, that's a musician, obviously, yeah.
It is a musician.
Yeah, yeah, I know PJ Morton.
He's the keyboard player in Room 5.
Yeah,
he knows him, okay.
Great artist name, great artist project as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, must check him out, PJ Morton. Len Gaynor.
Has to be a musician.
No, a famous tip hurler from the 60s and 70s, Len Gaynor. In fairness, Cahill from Tipperary was always going to give us the tip hurler, so he was going to creep in somewhere.
How could I miss it?
Liam O'Neill.
Oh, I have a feeling this is a tricky one. Like Liam O'Neill, he could be a Bower Own player from Leitrim in the late 80s. I'm going to say musician.
I'm going to give you one of these. Because he is the keyboard player in Kings of Leon.
Oh, really?
It's called Liam O'Neill.
Liam O'Neill.
That's ridiculous. Johnny Buckland.
Goalkeeper for Clare in football.
Is he actually? Because he's also the guitar player for Coldplay. Oh, and John Gardner.
Cork hurler.
He is a Cork hurler. Look at this fella. I'll give you that. I think that's impressive. Yeah. You got enough there in France to get a round of applause. Moncrief knows his music and he knows his hurling. The video to Hard Feelings is brilliant. Shot on a hurling pitch. And I think when people who maybe, you know, know your music internationally will get to see a smack of hurling and understand what that is about a little bit more when they see the video. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, just wanted to do something that was a bit of crack and really kind of feeds into like a dramatised version of how I ended up coming up. You know, I was doing played club, played with the school at Harty Cup, and then I played like minor inter-county and stuff, and I had a hard time going and doing a show like a local musical on one day and turning up for training the next day and getting a hard time from people. So I wanted to kind of tell that story and tell it in a fun way.
Yeah, and you did. Yeah. You did, because the meaning is right there when you hear listen to it and peel back, but the video demonstrates everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good work out of you, sir. Good work out of you.
Moncrief, thank you very much.
That album, Maybe It's Fine, is out. Get your hands on it. Listen to it. It's absolutely brilliant. And more music, please, as often as possible.
I'll do my best. Thank you so much.
Moncrief, thanks a million.
Cheers.
Talk to you later. Good luck.
Dave Moore on Today FM.